This one goes out to all the Luddites.
Can't no more your old rhymes about Robin Hood. His feats I but little admire. I will sing the achievements of General Hood. Now the hero of Nottinghamshire. Brave blood was two measures of violence unused, till his sufferings became so severe that at last to defend his own interests he rose, and for the great work did prepare. Now by force unsubdued and by threats undismayed, death itself can his ardor repress. The presence of armies can't make him afraid, nor impede his career of success. Nor impede his career of success. While the news of his conquest is spread far and near, how his enemies take the alarm. His courage, his fortitude strikes them with fear, for they dread his omnipotent arm. The guilty may fear, but no vengeance he aims at the honest man's life or estate. His wrath is entirely confined to wide frames and to those that old prices abate. The engines of mischief were sentenced to die by unanimous vote of the trade. And Lud, who can all opposition defy, was the grand executioner made. Was the grand executioner made. And when in the work of destruction employed, he himself to no mess did confine. By fire and by water, he gets them destroyed. For the elements aid his designs. Whether guarded by soldiers along the highway, or closely secured in the room, he shivers them up both by night and by day, and nothing can soften their doom. He may censure great Lud's disrespect for the laws, who never for a moment reflects that foul imposition alone was the cause which produced these unhappy effects. Which produced these unhappy effects. Let the haughty no longer the humble oppress. Shall Lud sheath his conquering sword. His grievances instantly met with redress. Then peace will be quickly restored. Let the wise and the great lend their aid and advice, no ever their assistance withdraw. Till full-fashioned work at the old-fashioned price is established by custom and law. Then the trade, when this arduous contest is over, shall raise in full splendor its head. And colting and cutting and squaring no more shall deprive honest workmen of bread. Shall deprive honest workmen.